a student at Music and Arts High School here in New York. He's 18-year-old Jerry Rothen. And if ever a youngster has the ability to hammer his way to stardom, it's Jerry hammering on the marimba, vibraharp, and drums playing Dark Eyes. I'm proud of you. And now, raring to come out of his corner, fighting for the $750 prize and the crown of the quarterfinal star of stars, Ohio's 18-year-old Richard Mullery, a student at Lincoln High in Cleveland. Dick's father is a steel crane operator in a steel mill, and Dick has everything the Bobby Sox swoon for, in addition to an excellent voice. He's one of the most versatile youngsters we have found and certainly deserves to be called a Philip Morris star. Richard Mullery with his vocal impression, starting off with Vic DeMone.
I have but one heart, this heart I bring you, ma bella d'etta.
Frankie Lane.
Supposing I should fall in love with you, do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Supposing I should say for you I yearn, would you think me speaking out of turn? Supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? Supposing, supposing I'm in love with you.
Marry me,
sunshine's east, the sunshine's west. I know where the sunshine's best, Mammy. My little Mammy, on my heartstrings tangle around Alabama. Eyes are coming, sorry didn't meet you way. Eyes are coming, oh Lord, I hope I'm not late. Ah-ha-ha, Mammy. My little Mammy, I walked a million miles for one of your smiles. My Mammy.
Fine work, Richard Mullery. Friends, at the end of our first 13 weeks for Philip Morris, I'd like to thank you many thousands of people who have written me saying how you've changed to Philip Morris. This fine increase in sales is very gratifying, very much appreciated, and very encouraging. Yes, Philip Morris is a grand organization, doing a wonderful thing for the young talent of America. And Roger, would you tell us one of the many reasons why Philip Morris is tops?
To you who have been smoking for years, and to you who are just beginning to smoke, the words you're about to hear are more important, more authoritative than any words you've ever heard about cigarettes. For these words were written by one of America's top-ranking doctors, an eminent nose and throat specialist who knows the scientific facts about smoking. Listen to what the doctor had to say.
There is no doubt in my mind that Philip Morris cigarettes are much less irritating than any other cigarettes.
And now listen to the doctor's conclusion.
We would be neglecting our patients who smoke if we did not suggest that they smoke Philip Morris.
Remember, if your cigarette leaves your throat dry and parched, if it makes you cough or leaves a stale, musty taste in your mouth, these definitely are reasons for a change to Philip Morris. So join the thousands who every day are joining the millions who have already discovered that a change to Philip Morris is a change to a better cigarette, a finer cigarette, a cigarette of proved superiority. Remember, of all leading cigarettes, the superiority of Philip Morris and only Philip Morris is recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists. No other cigarette can make that statement.
Now, our fourth contender for the $750 quarterfinals prize was chosen from over 3,000 people auditioned in the vicinity of Omaha, Nebraska. He's 22-year-old Harold Parr from the Nebraska School for the Blind. Thousands throughout America have been inspired by his voice and by his bright courage that asks no special favors, no consideration beyond judging him along with the others on the basis of talent and merit.
Oh, that's right, Mr. Hyde. I want everyone to judge me only on merit because this contest is, it's just based upon ability, and I would appreciate no other consideration.
Harold, that's a very wonderful spirit. And now Harold Parr singing the Whippenpuff song.
To the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old Temple Bar we loved so well. Sing, the whiffenpoofs assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing casts its spell. Have gone.
That was fine, Harold Parr. And folks, $750 would look mighty nice to our fifth Philip Morris star, who is 19-year-old Halliard Patterson. Halliard came within a few points of defeating Dick Contino in our first program broadcast from California, where he worked in the cotton fields to pay for his piano lessons. His work is outstanding in that he plays classics as well as popular. And we now bring him to you in the quarterfinals with Alec Templeton's Toccata, I got it out, and then his own high school boogie, Halliard Patterson. Halliard Patterson. And now, folks, we come to Dick Contino, who for 13 weeks has been undefeated. As you know, according to the rules of this contest, the best talent of the past 13 weeks is selected to compete in the quarterfinals, like the heats in a track meet, then the final championship race. Yes, it's Dick Contino who for 3 months, who just 3 months ago was an unknown 18-year-old Fresno high school boy working part-time in his father's butcher shop. And today, he's an established star who receives stacks of fan mail and fan clubs and is followed everywhere by autograph seekers. But he's still the same quiet, unassuming youngster who started East with the musical nights for his first big chance. And tonight, the nation awaits the answer to the big question. Will Dick Contino make the quarterfinals his 14th straight win and become the undefeated champion of the first quarter? Dick, of all the numbers you've played on these programs, what have you selected here for this evening?
Well, Mr. Hyde, I hope these people would like to hear the number I played last week, Lover.
Lover. Fine. Here we go. Thank you.
Harris presents the quarterfinal Stars in Review, with our enthusiastic New York audience giving the verdict by their applause. The winner will receive $750 and a chance at the All-American grand prize of $5,000, with radio, stage, and screen contract at the end of the year. However, neither the winner nor tonight's other stars will be carried over into the new series of weekly type talent contests that start next week in Washington. This rule is to give all newcomers an equal chance.
Right you are, Roger. And now, boys and girls, let's pass in review. Star number one, Grant Williams.
All that makes life seem worthwhile dwells in your eyes and the spell of your smile.
Star number two, Jerry Rossett. Star number three, Richard Mullery.
Mammy, Mammy, the sunshine's east, the sunshine's west. I know where the sunshine's best.
Philip Morris, star number four, Harold Parr.
We're poor little lambs who have lost our way. Baa, baa, baa.
Philip Morris, star number five, Halliard Patterson. Philip Morris, star number six, Dick Contino. Our producer, Jerry Bounds, and the two judges, Ed Sullivan, syndicated columnist of the New York Daily News, and Gene Sulzberger of Time Magazine, have watched the special electric opportunity meter, which tells the final decision of the audience. In a minute, they will tell you who holds the golden key. But first, here's something to think about.
Friends, remember the words of the eminent nose and throat specialist whose statement you heard a little while ago.
We would be neglecting our patients who smoke if we did not suggest that they smoke Philip Morris.
Yes, there's a difference in Philip Morris that distinguishes it from any other leading brand. And to you, that difference means a cleaner smoke, a fresher, milder smoke than you've ever known before. Remember, of all leading cigarettes, the superiority of Philip Morris, and only Philip Morris, is recognized by eminent nose and throat specialists. No other cigarette can make that statement.
And now here's the star of stars, the winner of our quarterfinals. With our enthusiastic New York audience as our jury and three impartial judges watching the electric applause meter, they say, Ed Sullivan, syndicated columnist, the New York Daily News. Ed?
Dick Cantino by 30 points.
And Gene Sulzberger of Time Magazine.
Dick Cantino, 30 points.
Still the champion, Dick Cantino. And Dick, congratulations. You've not only won the quarterfinals crown as the Philip Morris Star of Stars, but here's your check for $750, and you will have a chance for the yearly grand prize of $5,000. All other contenders on the program tonight are being made regular members of the musical night. Ladies and gentlemen, the quarterfinals winner, Dick Cantino, will also have his own guest star spot on this program every Sunday night starting next Sunday. We'd also like to thank Ed Sullivan for being a judge here this evening. He has most recently been responsible for the tremendous success of the Entertainment Division of the Heart Association Fund, which raised close to $300,000. A wonderful person is Ed Sullivan, always doing his best to help others.
Thank you, Horace. You know, speaking of great hearts, I think you're doing a lot for Heart yourself. By taking this fine show to cities throughout the country and giving these talented youngsters the opportunity, the encouragement, and the heart they need to make a success of show business. You have a splendid program, Horace, with a real purpose behind it. So you keep up the good work and be sure to keep on visiting the wounded military hospitals as you have been doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ed. Ladies and gentlemen, next Thursday, all these fine young stars will appear at the musical nights on the stage at the Capitol Theater in Washington, D.C., where we open a week's engagement and from where our broadcast will originate next Sunday night. You can get your advance tickets now. The following week, from Lowe's Theater in Richmond, Virginia, then the State Theater in Hartford, Connecticut, and up to the RKO Theater in Boston. All talent in the vicinity of these theaters wishing an audition contact the theaters mentioned. Other sections of our country not represented in tonight's broadcast will be covered in the future. So, nice people, till we meet again, this is Horace Heidt saying good health, good luck, and, of course, good night.
This is Johnny again, returning now to the thousands of store windows and counters all over America. Look for me. I'll be waiting for you. Come in and call for Philip Morris.
For a cleaner, fresher, milder smoke, join the millions who call for Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. And now, goodbye, Johnny. See you next Sunday, same time, same station. Until then... Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it.